Let's go. Okay.1979, a nuclear reactor overheated 3 Mile Island near Harrisburg, PA. Amazingly, nobody died. At least not instantly. The plant had just begun operation several months prior to this, and on 3:58 a.m., a pump that directed steam to the plant's electric turbines stopped working, causing a water circulation pump to break down. Without the water, the temperature of the reactor rose dramatically, and a relief valve opened to stop the pressure from building to dangerous levels. But the valve wouldn't close. In addition, the plant operators weren't trained to handle these types of situations, and one of them opened another valve to allow water from the nuclear system into a waste tank. But this water ruptured the tank, and radioactive water flooded into the reactor. And then an operator shut off the automatic core cooling system because, well, I don't know why. Basically, this is what happens when faulty design collides with human error. The radioactive steam poured out of the plant, and radioactive water had to be released somewhere, right? Hey, how about the Susquehanna River? That's a good place. Shh, don't tell the authorities. How much radiation was released that night? We don't know. Naturally, anti-nuclear movement activists went crazy. However, epidemiological studies analyzing the rate of cancer in and around the area since the accident determined there was a small, statistically non-significant increase in the rate, and thus, no causal connections linking the accident with these cancers can be made. But don't take my word for it. That was reported in the American Journal of Epidemiology, the U.S. National Library of Medicine, as well as other sources. All right, moving on to World War I news, 1915. Leon Thrasher drowns when a German sub torpedoed the ship Faluba, in which Thrasher was a passenger. He was a 30-year-old mining engineer and native of Massachusetts on the Faluba, which was a cargo passenger ship headed from Liverpool to West Africa. Of the 242 passengers and crew on board the ship, 104 drowned, and Thrasher was the first. The Germans claimed they followed protocol. In other words, they gave the passengers ample time to abandon ship and firing only when British torpedo destroyers began to approach to give aid to the Faluba. No, they didn't. The German sub, the U-28, gave them 5 minutes. That's the only reason everyone on board didn't die, only half. Now, class, how do you think America handled the news? How do you think President Wilson handled it when the Lusitania was fired on by the Germans about a month later and 128 Americans died? Yeah, not very well. This, of course, led to American entry into World War I, and as far as Germany's concerned, all bets were off. Finally, in idiot news, 1991, New Kid on the Block singer Donnie Wahlberg was arrested in Louisville, Kentucky, for allegedly setting fire to a hotel carpet after pouring vodka on it. Donnie, you're supposed to drink the vodka. I mean, why can't you be more like your brother Mark? So there you have it. That's the first and last time I will bring up New Kids on the Block on the show.